Lacey rode her thoroughbred over to where her twin brother, Luke, hung over the riding paddock's top railing, gesturing to her. "How's your new horse?" Luke asked when she reached his side. Lacey's gaze narrowed. What was Luke up to? He had no more interest in horse flesh than Lacey did in the trading of stocks and bonds that consumed the men in her family. "You didn't wander over here to ask me about the recent addition to our stable." Luke gave her his little boy with his hand in the cookie jar look. "I heard from Shane a little while back." Lacey's heart quickened, as it always did at the mention of her brother's best friend. "How is he?" she asked casually. "Is he still out west seeking his fortune?" Luke's expression sobered. "He's in Colorado, but he's run into a piece of bad luck." Lacey snorted. "Shane is his own worst enemy. He refuses to accept help from anyone, even when he lived here and we all treated him like one of the family." "He needs our help now," Luke said. "What has he done this time?" Lacey asked, with feigned disinterest. She was still embarrassed when she recalled the immature way she'd thrown herself at Shane years ago when he lived with them, only to be swiftly and firmly rejected. She always wondered if it was because of her that he'd left Maryland and headed west. "He got himself locked up." "That's too bad," Lacey said, her heart heavy at the thought of Shane, so proud and defiant, stuck behind bars on the other side of the country. "They're fixing to hang him," Luke said miserably. "What?" Lacey said. "We can't let that happen." "I know. Father has a lawyer in Colorado looking into it. It'll take too long to prove his innocence, but it sounds like they've found a different loophole."
"Thank goodness."
Lacey's racing heart slowed down closer to normal.
"What's the loophole?"
"Once a year, the local church in town where he's being held gets to pick one prisoner to save from the gallows and rehabilitate. Father has offered the church a sizable donation in exchange for the church choosing Shane this year."
"Shane will hate that," Lacey said.
"It beats the alternative."
"I mean, he'll hate being beholden to anyone."
Luke blew out a breath. "The only snag is, the released prisoner needs to prove he's turning his life around, starting with taking on a wife before he's set free."
"A wife?"
The thought of Shane, married, did unsettling things to Lacey's insides. "We don't have long to pull this off," Luke continued. "If you agree, the lawyer in Colorado will set up a proxy ceremony."
Lacey stiffened and her horse shifted beneath her, as if picking up on her distress. "I've never heard of such a thing. Why do I need to be involved?"
"There's nobody else," Luke said flatly. "Say yes, and the lawyer will take care of the details. All you have to do is take part in a ceremony here, then show up in Colorado as Shane's proxy bride. You'll need to stick around there long enough so the marriage looks legitimate, and Shane gets accepted back into society. Meanwhile, the lawyer will work on proving Shane's innocent of the charges against him."
"Become Shane's wife?"
Lacey felt as if she had just fallen down the rabbit hole in Alice in Wonderland. Might this be the biggest mistake of her life, or the most thrilling thing that ever happened? "I'm not afraid of dying," Shane told Jones, the smartly dressed lawyer who had been a frequent visitor to his jail cell lately. "Only a foolish man would die for something he didn't do," Jones said. "And I don't consider you a foolish man."
"Just unlucky," Shane muttered.
"Whoever stole those horses deserves to be the one staring down the hangman's noose, not you. The true thief will keep right on thieving and get away with it because you took the fall."
"I don't need to be rehabilitated," Shane said stubbornly. "I've got no truck with a bunch of stuffy church ladies going all preachy on me and minding my business."
"Taking on a wife will help prove to society that you've reformed," the lawyer said. Shane half snorted, half laughed.
"Who'd marry me?"
"Apparently, Lacey Collins has agreed to that honor," Jones said dryly. Shane straightened.
"Lacey Collins? Why didn't you say so in the first place?"
"So, you agree?"
"Heck no,"